Good morning. J.D. Walt here. If you're listening between November the 20th and December the 1st, we are pleased to be bringing you an Acts of the Apostles Season 1 recap series. You'll hear both some of the favorite entries from across the series we've just proceeded through, as well as other points of interest and key markers from the text. So each day you'll hear a recording that's been pre-recorded, and you'll hear the old date in it. Don't let that distract you. You're listening on the right day. This is just about reviewing our memory and restoking our imagination. So without further ado, here is today's entry. Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, August the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Beginning today, as we always begin, with a prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, You Had One Job. Our text is from Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, Why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. If I'm honest, and you know I try to be, I mostly want God to fix the broken things in my life. I want Jesus to heal me inside and out. I want him to restore me, borrowing the prophet Joel's imagery, to the years the locusts have eaten. I want him to provide good opportunities for my children and good health for my parents. I need him to provide for my needs and some of my wants. I need more margin between the end of the month and the end of the money. Consequently, those are my prayers. And I pray such things for others. In short, I want him to restore the kingdom to me and those I love. What could be wrong with that? I'll give those emerging apostles credit. They thought bigger. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel. On my better days, my prayers hold similar aspirations. I pray for great awakening in my church and town, in my state and nation. I want Jesus to slay mental illness, desecrate poverty, restore deep-hearted love in people, bring multitudes of people into deep wholeness, and otherwise save us from this present darkness. I want Jesus to restore the kingdom to America, or at least start there. What could be wrong with that? Those aren't wrong prayers or aspirations. Those are just my and maybe your agenda items for today and the way ahead. Jesus, however, is chiefly concerned about one thing, one primary act. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Jesus wants me and you and us together to be completely changed into fire. You will be my witnesses. That's what it means, to become illuminated with a life so transcendently powerful and a love so transformationally potent that we lose sight of our agendas and become caught up in and carried by the Holy Spirit into the very acts of Jesus on earth as it is in heaven. This is not aspirational, philosophical, or theoretical. This is the real life for which we were made. All these things, our health, maintenance, and wealth management, or lack thereof, and the problems of our parents and our children, and mental illness and crime and poverty and gun violence and all the things that consume our daily lives, it is as if he is saying, I can handle all of these things if you will just do your one job. Be my witnesses. Earlier, he put it this way, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. Here's what we don't want to hear him say one day. You had one job. The prayer of transformation. Abba, Father. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we are so caught up in so many things. We, like our sister Martha, are worried and upset and anxious about so many things in our lives and world. Lead us to this transformational life of the only necessary thing, our one job. Becoming your witnesses. I am weary of being my own witness, of witnessing to you and anyone else who will listen of all my concerns and agendas. I desire the transformation that comes from your life in me, which becomes your witness through me. I want to be caught up in you, Jesus, and carried along by your Spirit, who alone can handle all these things. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, can I get a witness? Or is it just me? Are you seeing the difference between you being your own witness and you becoming Jesus' witness? Are you seeing the difference between you witnessing about Jesus and Jesus witnessing through you? In our hymn today, we're just warming up the choir this week, okay? So let's stay another day with Spirit of the Living God, hymn number 299 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Some of you who are new to the Wake Up Call in this Acts series are going to want to get that hymnal, want to order one and have one right there beside you. I call the numbers every day. The link's in the email today. 299. I've been told by a number of readers and listeners I need to say it three times. So our hymn is number 299. Even though you don't need the book today, you know this hymn. We'll sing it through twice. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Let's make it our prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. Well, just a couple of PSs today I didn't have in the actual email, but I do want to encourage you to grab a journal. If you haven't gotten one already, you can go to seedbed.com and find it on our website, the Wake Up Call Journal for Acts of the Apostles. We're getting a supply in here very soon, I think, and we'll rush those out to you. Spend some time with that every day. Engage the text, and it'd be even good as we close out this podcast together, this time of listening and sharing, to go on there and just capture what the Lord is saying to you, how the Spirit might be shaping an intention in your heart. And you'll be so thankful to have this, what you write down day to day to day in time becomes like a map. And you go back and you see where you've been and where you were led and where you are now. And this becomes another way that the Lord begins to weave transformation into our souls. So the other thing I wanted to point out to you is we have a really strong and active Facebook group. It's on Facebook. If you would search for the Wake Up Call, you'll find it. You go ahead and, you know, say you want to join it and answer a couple questions and we'll let you into it. But that's also really a place of encouragement. We got some real saints out there who are regularly chiming in and offering insight and reflection. And, you know, it's not one of these places where we debate about, you know, politics and church and this, that, and the other. It's really a place of encouraging one another, building each other up in the Lord. So I commend that to you. And of course, love for you to get a hymnal. We sing every day. We've made a hymnal. It's called Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And I link it every day in the email. I call those page numbers. You know that. I'm calling them three times now for some sower guidance out there from the field. We pay attention here. Well, it's good to be in this new study with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds and what the Lord has for us. Time to get ready to hit the fields. Gather your seeds. We're going to sow the extravagance of the gospel today everywhere we go with everyone we meet. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.